Hello, hello! You're listening to the Boston Medium. Mariah Merlinite here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yes, it's Wednesday. We're here. We've been talking about this all week. So excited to be here. So excited to talk to you. Oh my goodness. We got quite the show. Let me tell you something. We got spirit all up in my dreams, all up here live for you in action here on WMFO. But before then, let me lift your spirits. Let's get some high vibrational tunes in, okay? Have you ever heard the George Harrison 33 and a half album? It's a solo album. If you have not, please get your hands on that. It is. You want to talk about spiritual? Do you want to talk about a spiritual rock and roll album? That is the, I mean, Beatles, they all have that, but the George Harrison 33 and a half, you've got to listen to this. So here's a sample. So this is George Harrison. This is a song called Dear One, and this is just going to get your, we're going to lift our spirits, and then we're going to get right into our show. So please stay tuned. We got a whole hour of Paranormal Playground Sounds. Spirituality, supernatural, spirit. Woo! It's Halloween. It's Halloween. That's the best time of the year. So let's do this. Let's kick it off. Here's George Harrison with Dear One.
Call to you now. Do you want our love for you?
Hello, hello. I hope you enjoyed that. That was George Harrison with Dear One. It's Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, here on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, yes, we are back. We are back in action. I'm so excited to be here. Yes, woo! Do you got that energy? Did you do the homework? Did you do the assignment? Did you do backflips? Did you do jumping jacks? Did you run up and down the street? Did you do it? Did you jump on the trampoline? Come on, did you do it? We're here, we're high. That's right, we are high. So we got a crazy, crazy sponsoring. Geez, anybody know who John Nash is? So you might have known him from the movie A Beautiful Mind. And I'm sure a lot of you know that movie. It was a great movie starring Russell Crowe. It was a great movie. And this was based on John Nash's life. And John Nash, you know, was an American mathematician. And I'm reading this from Wikipedia. Was an American mathematician who made fundamental contributions to the game theory, real algebraic geometry, differential geometry, and partial differential equations. Now, so it's interesting. He came into my dreams the other night and I'm like, spirit, all right, seriously, guys, can you guys just like come in a week before the show? Not like the day right after. I got to cram everything. I swear they come like literally right before the day before the show. It's so funny. But anyways, that's what they do it. So it's fresh in my mind. So anyways, I shut the hell up about that. So, Spirit, if you hear me, you want to give me a head stat on when you come into my dreams? So, anyways, he came in my dreams and it was just like, watch the movie Beautiful Mind. And again, Spirit does not tell us what to do. They're not like, you need to watch this or else I'm going to haunt you. No, I'm just kidding. I like to say they make suggestions and it's guidance. So, the guidance was to come listen. Come and watch the movie, The Beautiful Mind. And so I was like, all right. So I did. I watched it last night. And I was just like, oh my God. I know exactly why his spirit came in my dreams and he wanted me to watch this. It just, everything just came. You know when those things just flow and everything just beautifully just comes together? And it's just like, oh my goodness. It's just like, it's a healing. It's a beautiful healing. And this is why I talk to all of you about spirit communication and the importance of spirit communication, because it is coming from your own heart. You are listening. You are getting it directly from the source. And when we are getting information directly from the source, we are no longer inundated. We are no longer distracted by someone else's opinion or someone else's thought about our life. We are trusting ourselves and we're trusting our intuition. We are trusting that we know to make the right decision. And once we make it, that is the path in which we go towards. That is trusting thyself. Trusting thyself. And that's the whole importance of this. And so if anybody is hearing this who understands it could resonate, you are not listening to this for an accident. You turned on to this because your soul, your spirit, your higher self needed to hear this today. Your higher self needs to hear what the magnificent experience that happens when you participate in spirit communication. You choose to speak to angels. You choose to believe in angels. You choose to believe in guides. And you choose to have that in your reality, in your paradigm. And that is the life advantage. That is absolutely the life advantage. So let's get back to John Nash's spirit. So as I'm watching the movie, you know, he has, the whole thing is he's this genius mathematician, but he's got schizophrenia. So he's seeing things that aren't there. So he is, you know, a lot of the time he's sick and he's mentally ill. But throughout the movie, and the whole point of why this his story is so profound, because he literally healed and cured himself of that through his mind. But he did that through like mathematic equations. He used math and to understand how to assess his brain and how to understand, okay, I'm seeing things that aren't here. There are people who are talking to me that aren't real. If they're not real and they're not here, then don't I have control? Isn't that true? Don't we have control? And that's the whole point. That was the whole point of his life in dealing with schizophrenia, is that the whole time we have control. So what story are we telling ourselves about our sickness and our ailments and our limitations? What really is the story? Is that true? Is that really true? We have to ask ourselves, if is that really true? Or is that something we were told? Or is that an experience that we just put there? We put there to deal with trauma. We put there because it just was a part of our upbringing. We don't understand why, but it served us at a point. Now it's time to release it. How do we release these things that aren't serving us? See, and we need to stop deeming things as good and bad, because once we put things in categories as good as and good and bad, then we are no longer able to look at things on a non-biased level. We have to look at things on a level where you have to say, that is not for me. That is not for my journey. We have to stop looking at things as that person is bad and negative and this person's good and yada, 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 yada. We have to see things as, this is for me and this isn't for me. This is serving my higher purpose. This isn't serving my higher purpose. So his journey through schizophrenia and seeing voices and seeing people, there very, very much could have a lot to do with how brilliant he was and how he was able to tap into things that the regular human, you know, the everyday average human could not. But then there was a time where, okay, there was that double-edged sword where maybe those delusions and those illusions helped him with his genius. But on the other hand, they were hurting him with the real world. They were hurting him with being on the earth plane. And isn't that what that's like? Where we have to find a balance between spirit and between the spirit world and between the earth plane. We have to find a balance, or if we're too much on the earth plane, we're too much in the spirit world, you know, we can't, there's no in between. There's no coming back and grounding. And that's where we get to ground, and that's where we get to release, and that's where we get to understand who we are. And so him and sharing his story about his genius, it really helps us. It's very inspiring to understand and look at people and who we are and how we've dealt with addictions, mental illness, all these different ailments, all of these things that have really have created dark, what we call darkness in our lives, and things we feel we cannot escape from. And every day we have a choice. Every day we have a chance to escape from this. So, moreover, I want to go into the message. And as I was meditating yesterday, after he came in my dream, I was just like, you know, I'm trying to understand, John. What is it that you? I'm curious what's gonna be in this movie. And I heard the word love. I heard the beautiful word love. And it's like, you understand. You are on the brink of understanding this subject of love, Mariah. You're tapping into it. You're tapping into what I was tapping into. It's time. It's time to open up this portal. It's time to open up this dimension of love. Because literally the whole day I was just in this. I was like, what is this? This energy of love I'm feeling. I felt like I just wanted to love yesterday. Just love. After that dream. And I'm like, it's his spirit. That's his spirit with me. That was that influence and that message. And he put the message through the feeling. So he said in the speech, in a beautiful mind, the beautiful speech he had. He said, in his greatest discoveries in his career and in his life, it's only in the mysterious equations of love that any logical reasoning can be found. And once I saw that, and then once I got the message beforehand in a meditation, I was like, oh my God, it's him. But listen to that. It's only in the mysterious equation of love that any logical reasoning can be found. Look at how beautiful that is. Look at how simple. Look at how easy any child can follow these simple principles. But the fact that he incorporated this with math, and he was a mathematician, and throughout the movie you can see, you know, there was a part where he's like, what is living? Like, it was almost like he was a robot. Like, all he understood was work and math and numbers, earthly things. And then all of a sudden, he got out of the mental institution, and it was time to live, it was time to feel, it was time to be, it was time to just, you know, be present. And he didn't even know how to do that, but he found out and he realized how. He cured himself through love. He cured himself through understanding the importance of he remembered who he was. And it's at the end of the day, it is always, always love. It is always love. So the message right here for John Nash and this beautiful experience I get to share with you, it's love. The answer is love. Any problem, you can heal yourself. You can heal yourself. Anything. It doesn't matter what it is. You can heal anything. Anything you're going through, any ailments, any discomfort, anything, physical pain, sickness, mental illness, addiction, whatever it is, you can heal yourself. And how do we do that? We tap into love. So I hope you enjoy this very special edition of Paranormal Playground Sounds. I'm taking the first half hour to talk about this beautiful subject and give you a guided meditation. Then we'll go right into the playlist. But I hope I love it. I love the fact that I get to do this today and be here with you in this very special edition of the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Well, I guess it's a special edition every day. You never know what's going to happen. But please come. Please be with me. I invite you right now. If you're just joining in, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio, and this is the Boston Medium. This is Mariah Merlinite here playing. This is your plug for old school, vintage, oldie but goodies, throwbacks, all of the good stuff, easy listening, rock and roll, rockabilly, doo-wop, jazz, surf, punk, ska, reggae, soul, bluegrass, country, all of that good stuff, and more indie rock, anything but under the sun, but all your oldie but goodies. So please stay tuned for the other half hour of this, because we got an amazing playlist. So please come in. If you're just joining in, we're going to do a brief guided meditation, and it's going to be a love meditation. So just ground your feet and let's breathe. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. As you inhale and exhale, you can notice that it's the same notion of the waves. In the ocean, the waves. If you're on a beach in the sand and you know how beautiful it feels and quiet and tranquil and serene, you remember and you realize that you are those waves. The same water that flows through you is the same water that flows through those rivers, flows through those oceans. It is the vastness that never ends. That is the eternal brightness and love. Look at how vast everything is around you. That is the measure of how much you are loved. That is the measure of how much you are adored and cherished, and how much pleasure you are supposed to have. How deserving. Look at the abundance of the world around you, and look at that and understand that is love. You can, as you feel your heart breathing, you can see your hands, you can feel them. Wiggle your hands, wiggle your feet, wiggle your nose. You can feel your body parts. You can feel everything. you can feel how wonderful it feels to just be alive. You can feel the beautiful essence of the now. You can feel how wonderful life is. How magnificent life is. How free you are. Just take a second. Feel the love surrounding you right now. Feel how adored and loved you are by angels. Feel how good it feels to just be alive and to be still in this moment. Feel the love of God and the love of your loved ones who've crossed over, who have come to join you today and protect you and uplift and raise your vibration to the highest vibration possible. Feel all the love that penetrates through you and feel all the things that you love about life. Take a moment to gather all the things you love about life, all the food, all the nature, all the material things, all the family, all the friends, all the activities, all your hobbies, all the music. Think about all the things you love about life. What is it that makes you smile? What is it that just wakes you up excited for life? Get into this energy. Feel that beautiful nature coming around you and feel as the waves flow, you flow. And you can picture a white light of healing energy dancing around you. Like magic, like beautiful glitter, beautiful silver glistening glitter and light that just surrounds you and wraps you in a high vibration. It wraps you and it protects you. This vibration of love is your protection throughout the entire day. Your vibration is joy. Your vibration is trust. Your vibration is gratitude. Your vibration is light. Your vibration is magnificence. Your vibration is gratitude. Your vibration is hope, happiness, desire, pleasure, wonder, excitement. You are loved beyond measure. You are the most adored and loved being right now. The world is surrounded. The whole world revolves around you. Look at how unique and special you are. You are so special. You are just so absolutely amazing. You are God's chosen. You are the most magnificent, beautiful light possible. Let the love surround you right now, everywhere you go. Lift your vibration. Feel the love, and we ask Spirit right now. We have the intention to raise our vibration with love. We have the intention. Everyone hearing, I love you. Everyone who's just tuning in, this is an activation into your love portal. This is an activation into solving your problems today. It is through the power of love we heal. It is through the power of love we are present right now. Just to look at how beautiful today is. Look at how beautiful this moment is. Look at how amazing. We are channeling life. We are here. We are alive. And we have all the power in the world. You are the most powerful being on the entire planet. You are the most powerful being in the whole wide universe. You are the magnificent joy of love. Feel how beautiful you are. Feel your existence. Take it all in. Take a nice deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Paranormal Playground Sounds 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for this guided meditation. It was just, it's a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to be here with you and to celebrate life and to just really words cannot describe how I'm feeling right now. I'm so happy you're here with me. I'm so happy to be alive. I'm so grateful to be here on the radio with you here at the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I'm so grateful for WMFO. I'm so grateful for your life and your essence. Look at how beautiful this is, the connection we have. Look at how beautiful this connection is. So beautiful. I love you. Okie dokie. Well, I'm going to play some music for the second half, and I hope your vibration is lifted. I hope your vibration is high. And I love you. I absolutely love you. Please take in this message from John Nash's spirit and a very special Paranormal Playground Sounds today. Very special. Very, very special. So right now, we got the Dropkick Murphys. Oh yeah. Who loves the Dropkick Murphys? I do. This has got to be one of my favorite songs for them. Here we go.
United we stand, divided we fall. Together we are what we can't be alone. We came to this country, you made it all. Say hey, Johnny, for the battle call. United we stand, divided we fall. Together we are what we can't be alone. We came to this country, you made it all.
And the boys and the docks needed John for sure. When they came to this country, he opened the door. He said, they don't like our kind. No, it starts with your fist. It must end with your mind.
Say hey, Johnny, for the battle call. United we stand, divided we fall. Together we are what we can be alone. We came to this country, you made it home.
love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone and I'm in love to stay as we go through the years day by day. Making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, we go through the years, we go through the years, day by day.
Hello, you are listening to the Boston Medium, Mariah Merlinite, Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for joining in. Ah, woo! I hope you like that mix. Oh, Elton Ellis, Jamaica. Oh, love. I love that song. I love it. Oh my goodness. And then the Four Freshmen, Day by Day, the Dropkick Murphys, Boys on the Dock. I think we're starting off with a good start with the music selection. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I think it's time for a PSA. What do you think? What do you think? PSA. So, I love this one. Sorry. I'm going to do it like a gajillion times, but I'm going to switch it up. It's autumn outdoors exercise. Listen, I just need to tell you something. I am obsessed with being outside, and I am obsessed with autumn. And I said to myself, I was like, this autumn, this fall, no negativity is coming in. Not only is no, I'm not letting anybody's negativity come in, I am enjoying this. I'm going to spend outside as much as possible. All day, every day. So here we go, the Autumn Outdoor Exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk. Run or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Whew, please get some exercise if you can. It's in terms of walking. Walking is the best. It's so relaxing. I can't even stress how much. Like, that wasn't even just, like, I live that PSA. Like, I straight up live that PSA. So please do that. All right, so we got a oldie but goodie. Some old, you know, it's time for some old school hip hop. This is the stuff I grew up on, you know, Arrested Development, Tennessee. I was so excited to play this. And again, one of my favorite songs. Well, one of my favorite in that category where it's like the old school hip hop. Take me to another place. It was just, this is such a fun song. And if you listen to the lyrics, they're very, very, very spiritual. You know, he's talking about how he's lost, after he lost his brother, he lost his grandmother. He's talking to God. It's just such a spirit. It's a very spiritual song. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. I'm at that. Like, this is such a perfect song for the Paranormal Playground Sounds. It's perfect. And plus, I have yet to go back and visit Tennessee. I love Tennessee. Anybody gone to Tennessee? It's beautiful. It's beautiful. The foliage. My God, it looks like the colors. I can't. But I can. I can visit soon. So, Nashville, here I come. And plus, they've got a great music scene over there. If you're into country. I will admit, I'm very much into country. Very, very much. I love it. So here's an oldie but goodie. Here is Arrested Development with Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed. Down and out, losing dress. Although I am black and brown, some problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to another.
Yeah. Lord, it's obvious we got a relationship. Talking to each other every night and day. Although you're superior over me, we talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Past eyes burn into rhythms. Where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the roads my forefathers walked. Climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came. My family tree, my family name. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to a
yeah.
down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. Why my people be in the mess that they be? Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks? Instead, cause I set myself on a quest for truth, and you was there to quench my thirst, but I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Take me to
we'll be right back.
If everybody in the USA could come with us to California, we could take them to a place out west where the good sun shines every day.
Now there's a touch of California in everyone who's ever been this way. And when your telephone begins to ring,
baby. Remember you're my baby when they give you the eye. Although I know that you care, won't you write and declare that though on the loose, you are still on the square. I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me then. My shadows will fly. Though you'll be gone for a while, I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by. And by with my baby by
in
and
the
by.
Sweet by and by.
Bye-bye, baby,
bye-bye.
We will meet
baby bye.
On the beautiful shore.
Bye.
Remember, you're my baby when they give you the eye, my, my.
Although I know that you care, won't you write and declare?
Declare that all on the loose, you are still staying on the square.
I'll be gloomy,
but send that rainbow to me.
Then my shadows will fly.
I'll be around.
With my baby by and by.
I'll be in my room alone. Every pause first meridian, and I'll be with my diary and that book by Mr. Gideon. Bye-bye, baby. Remember, you're my baby. When they give you the eye, and just to show that I care, I will write and declare that I'm on the loose, but I'll stay on the square. I'll be lonely, but even though I'm lonely, there'll be no other guy. Though I'll be gone for a while, I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by, by with my baby.
Bye. But send that rainbow to me, then my
all ashore, last call, all ashore.
Though you'll be gone for a while, I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host, Mariah. Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woo! It is over with and we are done here. I hope you had a great time. I hope you got into a high vibration and you got to get the message John Nash's spirit had for us today. And the magic and the beauty that happens here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is what happens. I get the information in my dreams. Spirit comes and we talk about it on the radio. How much fun. How extraordinary. This is extraordinary. This is amazing. This is innovative radio right here. Woo! So we are just about done. And so I hope to see you. I hope you all tune in next week from 2 to 3 p.m. here at the Paranormal Playground Sounds. So many different magical things happening. So eclectic taste of music, as you can see. Always and mostly in the vintage, old school, you know, throwback oldies range. Everything under the sun. Anything you can think of. And we love the 50s. We love 1950s rock and roll over here. But as you can see, we are wrapping up. It is time to go. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, listeners. I love you. If nobody has said I loved you today, I love you. Take that in. Take that message in. I love you. I love you. I love you. Don't ever forget how loved you are. Remember, and put that energy and put that love and put that joy into your heart. And don't ever forget how loved and beautiful you are. And how the magnificent unseen supports you at every second, everywhere you go. So I'm going to leave you off with, let's leave you off with something fun. Let's do by the Safaris. Let's do Wipeout. I love you. Until next time, hit me up on the Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio.